Texas Ranger icon, whistleblower warned A.G. Paxton he could get indicted. By Lana Shadwick on September 9, 2023. A Texas Ranger icon turned AG whistleblower took the stand on day 4 of the impeachment trial of suspended Attorney General Ken Paxton. David M. Maxwell Jr., a distinguished Texas law enforcement officer with 25 years' experience as a Texas Ranger, testified that he told the AG that both of them could get indicted if they interfered in the FBI's investigation of Paxton's donor, Nate Paul. Maxwell served as the deputy director of the Law Enforcement Division, Texas Office of Attorney General before Paxton fired him for refusing to engage in the investigation. Maxwell served the Texas Rangers from 1986 to 2010. Among other distinctions, he received the DPS director's citation concerning the arrest and prosecution of railroad killer Rafael Resendiz. He also received the director's award, ATF, for his part in the David Koresh investigation. Maxwell joined the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, in 1972 and served his years there in narcotics and the Texas Highway Patrol before going to the Office of Attorney General, OAG. Maxwell testified that he told Paxton that Nadine Nate Paul, a large donor and the employer of Paxton's alleged mistress, was a crook who was running a Ponzi scheme. The AG's top investigator cautioned Paxton they could get indicted if they investigated the FBI and DPS the way Paul asked them to. He also told the AG that Paul was a criminal and they should not have any association with him. The almost 50-year officer said the information Paul gave the office did not meet any of the requirements for an investigation. He testified that an investigation requires probable cause before they could move forward, and this was not that. The Ranger added that investigations require caution where public officials are concerned because the mere start of an investigation could damage a public official. Maxwell testified that General Paxton was very angry with him for refusing to investigate Paul's investigators. "I know his state of mind because he threatened to fire me during the meeting," he stated. After 3 meetings with Paul, Paxton maintained his commitment to support Paul. Maxwell did not believe he was going to stop the investigation. Related articles. Texas AG Impeachment Day 3, OAG resources hijacked to benefit donor. AG wanted to investigate law enforcement, staff meets with FBI, mutiny denied. Texas AG Impeachment Day 2, key witnesses. Blackmail concern, mistress, fiery defense, alleged coup. Texas AG Impeachment Day 1, Paxton pleads not guilty, dismissal denied, key witness testifies. Texas Attorney General's impeachment trial begins. The OAG lead investigator was on vacation in Colorado when Paxton's top executive deputies telephoned and told him they were going to stand shoulder to shoulder with me, Maxwell stated. Paxton's top brass believed Paxton was improperly, if not illegally, using the OAG and its resources for the benefit of Nate Paul. As to the whistleblower suit, Maxwell testified, "I joined the suit because he ended my career in a very unjust manner." Lana Shadwick is a writer and legal analyst for Breitbart, Texas. She is a trial lawyer who practices criminal defense and family law in East Texas. She was a Texas prosecutor and family court associate judge in Harris County, Texas.